This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Jan Vermeulen, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. So I thought I would relay or talk to folks about the coffee story you just told about the civet.
Happily, was it a civet? Was my memory correct?
It was 100% correct. And the story, the first time I heard about this was from the movie Bucket List, starring Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson.
Why did they want to drink that as a cup of coffee?
Yeah, Jack Nicholson's character is this rich oak, and it's the only coffee he drinks because it's the best coffee in the world. But he doesn't actually know how it's made. And so then Morgan Freeman kind of ruins it for him. But then he just kind of, you know, as a comedic moment, he just looks at it and goes, well, it's still, you know, the best coffee ever. And the coffee, it's the Asian palm civet, and the coffee is called Kopi Luwak. But now, in that same movie, and I see it's made it to the Wikipedia page,
yes,
there's an apocryphal account about how coffee was first discovered in the first place. And the legend states that ancestors of today's Oromo people in a region of Kaffa in Ethiopia,
yes,
are said to be the first to have discovered the energizing effect of coffee. And the story is of a person called Kaldi, a 9th century Ethiopian goat herd who discovered coffee when he noticed how excited his goats became after eating the beans from the coffee plant. And so Morgan Freeman's character kind of ties the two together to say that this is how humans first, you know, came up with the idea to take the excretions from the civet, is because, you know, they watched the goats and probably got the beans from the goat.
Amazed you know all this, Jan. I like, why would you know about Kopi Luwak? And
because coffee is life. I'm but a machine that turns coffee into words and code. That is why.
Okay, I like you more now, let me tell you. I just like you more. Jan, we have to talk tech, and I'm sorry we're starting at the bottom, but we have to talk about Virgin Active, who've been very, very hush-hush about what actually happened to them.
Yes, and we still haven't received much out of them. I got a tip off that I can't share publicly yet because I have to confirm it, and my tipster is not providing documentary evidence. So I can't report rumor only, and Virgin Active has refuted everything that the source gave me. So I'm still digging into it.
Let me ask you some questions. Do they have our credit card details and our names and our ID numbers?
Virgin says no. My source says yes.
Okay.
And so this is the conundrum I'm faced with. And Virgin at the moment says that, you know, don't worry, it's nothing serious. And from the sounds of it, reading between the lines, they're describing a kind of ransomware attack where their systems, they've been locked out of their systems. And so for safety's sake, they've taken all of their stuff offline to prevent A, the malware from spreading, and B, from the attackers actually getting out information. And Virgin has told me in no uncertain terms that the attackers did not get out with anything.
Let's accept that what they're saying is true, but nevertheless, tell me as Mr. Joe Public, what can I do if that does happen? Knowing that they've got my details and my bank cards. I mean, do I have to go and get new cards, or is there something else that one can do?
No, like getting new cards costs money. And so I wouldn't do that unless you detect some fraud on the cards. The easiest thing I can think of to do is to sign up for one of the many free, credit monitoring services we've got in South Africa now. Some are better than others, and just check in regularly and check your credit card statement. You know, when every month when it comes in, the other problem, of course, is if you've got a debit order for your gym membership,
yeah,
then those financial details, you know, it's far worse to have those financial details compromised than credit card details. Credit card fraud is actually fairly easy to recover from, but when, somebody has your bank account information and now they start phishing you for, your online banking PIN and password, that's when you run into trouble. And so just the same level of vigilance as you would always exercise, I think, is actually good enough. If somebody is trying to get you to fill in a, you need to be aware of what links you click on and so on, because by far the greater risk is clicking on some kind of spam phishing attack and filling in your bank PIN, your bank account number, PIN and password on a form that's hosted by an attacker, but that's made to look like your bank, right? And so that is far more dangerous than anything I think that can come out of this. While these kinds of data leaks do put us at greater risk, the same defenses that you would have to protect yourself against a normal phishing attack, I think, would be good enough. Because the fact is, these, even if they have your bank account number, they should not have your PIN or password. And so you have to guard those things like you are a wolf mother guarding puppies.
Just remind us, what is the name of that website where you can go and input your details to see if, in fact, you have been hacked?
Have I been pwned? Pwned is spelled the same as owned, but the O is swapped for a P. Okay. So just go. You can also just search for HIBP. Have I been pwned?
I think that's really important information, Jan, especially in light of what's going on. Probably worth a while to go in there once a month or so and, you know, see, have our details been compromised.
And Troy Hunt, who runs that, he's an Australian security researcher who runs this service. He's recently changed it so that you can search for your email address or phone number. And the reason for that is because of the recent Facebook data breach, which Facebook says was old, but is now actually in the public domain. So even if the security incident is old, the fact that the data has been leaked is new. And what this showed, based on and further research that I got from another security company, this is not related to Virgin, but while we're talking about have I been pwned, do also do a search on your phone number, because a recent Facebook data leak may have caused as many as 80%, over 80% of South African Facebook users' private information to be leaked.
Wow, what important information you're giving us today, Jan. Thank you. It's about 3 minutes to five. I wonder if in 2 minutes or so you can quickly address the issue of the WhatsApp privacy policy. I thought that that had gone away. I thought they had accepted that there was such pushback from their users that they, let that one go. Clearly, that's not the case.
Yeah, and I'm sure they banked on this, which is why I had decided to do an article at the start of May. Then they actually delayed the deadline from 8 February to 15 May. So literally all Facebook is banking on is that people have lost interest in the intervening months and that they just clicked agree on the new notification that popped up on your phone. I'm getting a notification now at least once a day, sometimes twice or three times a day, to accept the new terms of service and privacy policy. I'm not going to, because I want to see what happens. So it has not gone away. They've not made any changes whatsoever. They've just changed the way
that's
they've
arrogant.
Communicated it.
Wow,
they've
that's
just
arrogant.
They've just changed the way they've communicated it. So they now upfront state, listen, we're not going to look at your messages. And also this, it's quite disingenuous, because they say, you know, this doesn't change, this is the exact wording. Your acceptance of the new terms of service does not expand WhatsApp's ability to share user data with its parent company, Facebook. Now that is technically true, because it already added this provision to the privacy policy back in 2016. So yes, while the new policy that might not expand it, people are looking at it for the first time now with open eyes. And so anybody listening, I do want to encourage you to continue to not be bored by this. If this outraged you in January, it should outrage you now. And look at this And this was a fantastic opportunity to look carefully about the amount of data that you share with Facebook. Now, that said, it is irrational to delete your WhatsApp account, but keep your Facebook account around, because you're sharing far more information from your Facebook app than you ever will from your WhatsApp app. But I think still that it's a fantastic opportunity for people to go in and think carefully about the amount of data that they willingly share with Facebook, and go into your privacy and security settings and control that stuff. Facebook, part of what's essential here is that they rely on the fact that people will just leave the defaults in place. So go and look at the defaults, make your security settings stricter.
And change them.
And on iPhone as well, there's an interesting thing now, where iOS has released a new, and Apple is in the news for all the wrong reasons as well because of the Epic situation, but there's some other interesting, right reasons it's in the press for, with iOS 14.5, where it's putting heavy, heavy restrictions on the amount of personal data that apps can gather by default from iOS devices, from iPhones.
Yeah.
And Facebook has launched a campaign to get people to opt in to private information sharing. So please, 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 folks, go and look at this.
Jan, we have to leave it there. It's 5. What a super interesting chat to you this afternoon. Thank you. Chat to you again next week.
Chat next week.